2013 harvest is getting underway here in central Illinois, and we happen to be in Menard County right now, and I've stopped by the Bell Farm, and Cody's with me right now. And Cody, tell me a little bit about some of the precision equipment that you use, especially how maybe your planting style and things that you've changed over the years are helping you get into harvest a little bit quicker or maybe get done a little bit earlier.
Well, we run RTX guidance on our planter tractor and everything. That way we're 1.5 inch accuracy, and it makes it a little easier when we're going through the field and we're a little less fatigued because we can plant straighter. And we run auto shut off every 2 rows, so when we're doing end rows, we don't have a bunch of corn overlap causing it to go down and lodge on us. It helps there, and also makes it easier because we can layer and put different put into the planter what seeds planted where, and do stuff like that, and we'll be able to go back to it when we overlap our yield monitor after each harvest and show what made what and where it was and how it did and everything like that.
So at the end of the day, you guys kind of can take a look at your bottom line, and we talked a little while ago about how, you know, you save a little cash or pay for it, you know, as you go.
Yeah, like the auto shutoffs and stuff like that, they'll pay for themselves in a year or two, just depending upon what you're planting and how much of it you plant. And with the guidance itself on the tractor, it'll pay for itself too, because you're putting less passes on it and less fatigue on you, so you're less wear and tear on stuff if it's perfect and you're not. That way you're not making extra passes all year and stuff like that.
So we're going into a little bit later season. We're here at the last week of September, going into October coming up next week. Temperatures are starting to cool off at night. Does that have any play in what you guys are doing?
Not too much right now. Long as it doesn't get, you know, too cold on us, we're having to worry about keeping stuff outside like we did in 2009, where you have to plug it in at night.
Now, what about as far as your harvest goes? What are you seeing moisture wise? I mean, some places really aren't ready.
Well, we took in our best load was 20.7 was our driest load. And we took in a few loads at 24 and some there in between them too.
So today you're doing a lot of prep work to get back out in the fields. How soon do you think you'll be back out?
Well, if we can get the combine back together, I'd like to be out there in the morning, but it may be tomorrow afternoon before we can get back in the field.
All right, that's Cody Bell hanging out with me in Menard County on Harvest 2013.